Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome back to Mum's the Word, the parenting podcast. I'm Kelsey Parker and I am your host for this week. So this week I am facing, even though Bodie has turned three, I feel like the terrible twos has hit us hard and it's really been a tough week because his demands are just outrageous. And like last night we were having a roast at my mum's house and he had chicken on his plate, but he wanted everyone's chicken. And he was crying his eyes out and he was like, I just want everyone's chicken. And I'm like, well, eat the chicken you've got on your plate and then we can maybe give you some of our chicken. And it's just stuff that I can't even pacify him with. Like, what do I do in that situation? It really has been a tough week in terrible two land, but we're three. Today's guest is Nadia Thorburn. She is a former makeup artist who found herself mum of four children under three when she unexpectedly conceived triplets naturally following the birth of her first son, Mason. After documenting her extraordinary journey, she now has a huge following of like-minded mums where she has over 175,000 followers on Instagram. She has openly spoken about her mental health struggles and what it's like parenting four young children. Welcome to the show, Nadia. Let's start at the very beginning. So, tell me, how old were you when we had the first baby? And then just tell me everything.
Oh my goodness. So, Liam and I got together, whirlwind. 9 months later, I was pregnant. So it happened really fast. First baby. I was 25 when I had Mason. And yeah, shock to the system that, but amazing, obviously.
Well, I do actually think like having your first is a massive shock anyway, because, you know, how you think it's having your own child to actually having your own child is like
two different realities.
Yeah.
And I found it really shocking. I think I was actually one of the first in like our friendship group to have a baby as well. And at that point I couldn't drive. So at 25, I hadn't passed my test. So that first year of like just now suddenly having this baby, taking this pram and this baby everywhere, jumping on and off buses and doing everything that I thought I was supposed to do, it just kind of, yeah, my life completely changed. And the sleep deprivation, I think, has always been the hardest part of parenthood for me. And yeah, that definitely changed me as a person.
But do you think now, like, what is sleep anyway? Like, I know now you've got four, you really crave sleep.
I crave sleep. And I'm torn between, like, let me sleep when I can, / life is for living.
Was you that mum that did actually sleep? Like when the baby would go to sleep, you'd then have a nap?
If I could, I'd be like, Liam, we're going to go out for a nice walk. And then he would fall asleep. And then I'd be like, oh, I'm just going to crash beside him. Like I really would, because I'm just not me when I'm tired. Like I'm so grumpy. Liam doesn't even dare look at me when I'm tired. I'm just such a different human being when I need my sleep. And that's kind of all the time at the minute. The kids are still getting up all the time. But yeah, that was definitely a challenge. I feel like the sleep deprivation, and, you know, it doesn't happen like that for everyone. I've got, you know, friends that had babies that just slept through.
Yeah. Who are these people?
Yeah, I'm like, do they really though? Do they really?
Yeah. Tell me the truth. Do they actually? What time do they wake up in the morning? What time do you put them down?
Yeah, I'll be like, Sarah, blink if you need help.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Mason come along and life just dramatically changed. Obviously for the better, but just it's still so difficult. And I had a really positive birth experience with Mason. I was really lucky to have a natural birth and just really experience that. So I'm really grateful that I did. Birth was incredible. I gave birth to him standing up in squat position, holding on to Liam, pushing Mason out.
Yeah, go girl.
That was it. Biggest what I've ever done in my life, standing up, and it was incredible. The midwife just handed Mason to Liam, and then Liam announced the sex of our baby, and it was absolutely incredible. So I feel very lucky to have had two completely different scenarios.
So we've got our little Mason man, then what happens? Tell me.
So then we thought, you know what, he's going to be three, let's start trying for baby number two. Baby number two being, you know, the plan. And, you know, we tried for about 8 months. Nothing was really happening. I started to get a little bit worked up because I don't know if I just took it for granted that because I'd easily fallen pregnant with Mason, I kind of felt like it should have just happened the second we started to try.
So in your head, you're thinking, like, where's my fertility at? Am I okay? Like, am I still fertile?
Mm-hmm. And I think because, you know, I was a couple of years into being a mum, and by this point I've connected with a lot of other mums and realised that their journeys weren't so easy. So you start to think, okay, maybe something's changed with me now, and you're definitely more aware. Because, you know, I was really naive first time round to absolutely anything and everything. I just thought you try for the baby and it happens. And for me, it really did. Like, I'm so blessed that it did. But trying for baby number two and actually feeling like I had to try was like a whole new experience.
And I do think that trying is so hard with like a partner, because they obviously want the sex part to just be like romance all the time, but it's like, no, I just want a baby, so please can we just do it?
Yeah, it just becomes a bit robotic and it almost just feels like the task at hand.
How did Liam feel about that, though? What was Liam's thoughts on that? Was he just happy to just keep trying? Like, where was he at mentally?
To be honest, I think he was just like, it'll happen when it happens. He's just a very much like, go with the flow. He doesn't worry. He doesn't understand anxiety or stress. He's just very much present as a person. He doesn't think, you know, about the past or too far ahead, really. So for him, it was just like, come on, like, we just go with the flow. And to be honest, our sex life dramatically went downhill after Mason, after our first baby. Like, my sex drive was gone. So I think he was just kind of also happy as a man to be having that time.
It's like, yes, she wants to have sex again. Yes, let's do it.
Yeah. So for him, it was almost just a bit like, well, I'm getting close to you again. Like, I'm quite happy.
I do think that part is quite hard. Some men don't understand, like, I don't want to be a he-man hater on this, but they don't understand how you actually feel. Like, after you have had that baby, like, some people's sex drive, it does just go. And you're just so focused on having the baby and doing everything for the baby that you just couldn't think of anything worse than having sex.
That is true. And I feel, for me personally, it's just never come back. It's just never gone to what it was before. So that intimacy part is, it's really difficult because it's like, I want to be that person and that partner that really cares about the aspect of the other's needs. But then at the same time, I feel so touched out by the end of the day, or there's too much going on in the day to be spontaneous in my mind. So yeah, that's definitely something that's been difficult for us since becoming parents, or me personally.
A lot of my friends that I speak to, they do struggle with that.
Yeah, it's good.
Some might even have it just in the diary.
Yeah, we need to pencil it in like we did before.
Planned sessions.
We really do. I really need to up my game on that front, but I'll get there.
So moving on from that, so you're then trying, it's not happening, you're panicking, thinking, am I okay?
Yeah, thinking, oh my goodness, is this going to happen? And luckily for me, I mean, I'm talking a very small time frame compared to a lot of people. Like, 8 months in the grand scheme of things was really not much time at all. But every month it felt like it was just getting further away. So It was actually random. My best friend lives in Dubai. She FaceTimed me. She said, you know, we've got this girls' weekend to Ibiza planned and I've got something to tell you. I'm pregnant. I felt like a light bulb went off. And I'd almost kind of stopped obsessing over having my second. But when she said I'm pregnant, I thought, I actually feel like I am as well. I should have been a bit more like, you know, let's make it about her and then I'll do my check after. But I said, Jem, I'm going to nip round to the shops, get a test and I'll call you back. And then, yeah, done the test and it shot up pregnant straight away. Like, it wasn't like, you know, wait 1 or 2 minutes.
It was just like, boom.
Like, boom, you are pregnant and you are really pregnant and you have no idea what's coming.
You have no idea how pregnant you actually are right now.
Exactly. So both of us are like, oh my goodness, can't believe it. Like, we're going to go through this together. So all exciting.
Oh, that's so nice though.
And then I just sort of really analysed myself and I thought, I look different. I actually look pregnant. And
can I just say, poor old Gemma, you really rained on her parade, didn't you?
Literally rained on her parade. Like you wouldn't believe.
She was like, oh yeah, we're going to go through this together. Oh no, wait, it's going to be slightly different.
Yeah. Oh, there was actually a few of my friends that were pregnant at that point. And then it was almost like, you know, when they would call me to say, I'm pregnant. And then I'd be like, me too.
So you looked different. Did you get like quite big quickly?
I looked bloated at this point and I really hadn't acknowledged it until that test shot up positive. And then it was like, wow, actually, look at me. Like, my boobs are getting bigger. I actually have a little bit of a bump. And I thought at this point I'd be really far along, but I wasn't at all. So I booked an early scan, a private one, because I thought I can't wait for the NHS one because I think I must be really far on because look at how much I'm showing. So I go to the scan and on the scan, nothing showing up at all, not even a dot. So I start to panic because I'm like, no, I've done the test. They've shot up pregnant. I really feel pregnant. I'm in tune and I know. And they said, okay, we're actually going to have to refer you to the hospital to make sure it's not, you know, an ectopic pregnancy here. So then alarm bells are going and I'm saying, no, like I know I'm pregnant. I can feel it. And it feels like almost normal, but I do feel really far on. So why is there nothing there? So obviously I get there and they do all the scans. You know, I get internal scans and everything. They're really thorough. And the lady says to me, you know, you're just really early. I think you need to just wait a couple weeks and then come back again. So I left a bit confused because I'm thinking, how am I really early? But I'm feeling everything so much and I am exhausted at this point. So 2 weeks later, I go back.
But this is like the stuff that they don't actually teach us in school.
Yeah. Who knew there were so many versions of being pregnant?
Because I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Like, I thought it would just be there. If you're showing up pregnant, like, surely it would just be...
be visible in one way or another.
Yeah.
So when I went back, they do the scan again. And this time, all that's there is the sac. So there's one sac and again, just the tiniest little faint dot, like visible, but nothing else. So at this point, I was saying, now I'm really exhausted. Like I can't actually get out of bed. Like I am struggling. I can't really parent my 2-year-old. I'm really struggling. So I know I'm really pregnant.
Everyone else is just sat there thinking, oh, here she's being dramatic.
You know, Liam.
Nadia, bitch.
Liam actually said to me at this point, he said, you know what? You're not the first woman in the world to be pregnant and have to look after a toddler. Like, you're just going to have to get on with it like everybody else.
Yeah.
So I'm dragging myself to the shower. I mean, after a shower, I would then go on the bed with the towel on and just like fall back asleep again. It just took everything. The lady says to me, look, we're not really seeing an awful lot of progress for the amount of symptoms you're experiencing. So we're going to sit on it again for another couple of weeks. You come back and we'll scan again and we'll take it from there. But there is a chance that you have miscarried, like an early miscarriage. So just go with it and we'll see what happens. You know, if anything gives way in the next couple of weeks or if anything progresses, we'll see then.
And surely you're thinking in your head, if I miscarried, like I would have been miscarrying something.
Yeah. And I felt like if I'd miscarried, like, why are my symptoms worsening? You know, like I'm becoming more tired. I feel like it's taken everything from my body to be doing what it's doing. So I left. I was upset for the evening thinking, okay, that must be it. Like, why is there not really much happening in 2 weeks? And I feel really far on. The next morning I woke up and I said to Liam, there is no way that there is nothing happening. My body is producing something. This must be twins. Like, my body is doing the most and I can feel it. So there's no way that nothing's happening. So of course he's rolling his eyes. We don't have a history of twins or multiples in our families. And this was natural, you know, conception. So, you know, with IVF, there is that blessing of having multiples. And he said, you know, now you're really running with it. Like, your mind's spiraling. You're somewhere else, because how can you be having twins? Like, you're just tired. You're just pregnant and you've got to run about after Mason. So, of course, the whole family laughed. We're joking.
You're like, no, as a mum, I know. I can feel it. Yes. There's something different.
You know, you absolutely just feel it. It's like Mother Nature, it's inside you. So that whole sort of 2 week period, I was constantly Googling twin symptoms. Of course, I seen what a twin scan would look like. I'd done my research on multiples and twins specifically. So randomly, when we were on the way to the scan that would tell us our fate, I turned to Liam and I said, you know, this whole time I've been harping on about twins, but imagine it was triplets. And like, I just
imagine that.
It was so strange, because even looking at all the twin things, I'd never thought to myself, imagine it was triplets. I'd never thought that or had a feeling. And I said to him, imagine. So I said it as a joke. And then he rolled his eyes and said, oh, it couldn't just be two. Now we've got to add in another one. And I got defensive. You know that way where, yeah. Why was I defensive?
He was like, whoa.
Like, obviously hormonal.
Because you knew. You knew.
And so I said to him, I said, you know what? People do have triplets, you know. Like, I just got really uptight, but probably just hormonal, but that sixth sense was in there. And so we got into the scan. She started scanning me and Liam's sitting there. As soon as she put the equipment on me, the jelly, got the scan up on the screen, I literally slapped Liam's leg. I went, I told you I was having more than one. And I was like, I knew it was twins. And this was before the woman said a word. And because I'd looked at all these scan pictures of twins for the last few weeks, I could see that there was two sacs. I couldn't really see much happening in there. Like, so I wasn't really aware, but I just thought it was two babies. So I was like, I knew there was twins. The woman started laughing. So she let me have my moment. She's like, I told you so.
Oh, no, honey.
She's like, little do you know.
You thought it was twins.
She must have felt like the cat that got the cream, like when I was so self-assured.
Yeah, like, oh, I knew it was twins. She's like, what, do you do this for a living?
She was just laughing, like scanning me. So I'm like, Liam, I knew it. But at the same time, obviously the realization of having twins, I started to get this like heat over my body, like this shock. And the reality kind of started to come in. I was like, oh my God, like twins. Anyway, so Liam was sitting there and he said, you know, is it? To the woman, like looking really shocked. And then she just turned to him. She said, so dad, when you look for one heartbeat, you look for two. So I was thinking, I knew it. And then she said, but when you look for two heartbeats, and then she just stopped. And Liam was like, you look for three. And then honestly, I can't even describe. I still remember the feeling. It was like an out of body experience. Like the room went quiet. And she just said, yeah, you've got three healthy heartbeats here. You're having triplets. And I get emotional actually thinking about it.
I bet you do.
Just looking back on how well it's gone for us, that moment, because I still remember the fear so vividly and the shock, and just thinking about Mason, how is my body going to cope with this? Will they all survive? Like all these thoughts and feelings hit me at once.
And just, you were in complete and utter shock. There's no way. Well, obviously you had that on the way, but they're telling you that, are you even pregnant?
Yeah.
At one point. So you're like, I'm very pregnant. I've got three. What does my life look like now?
Mm-hmm.
What did Liam say?
I mean, Liam could not speak. Like in that room, he could not speak. He was blown away and lost for words for the first time in his life. And do you know what? I think it's a testament to kind of how he picked himself up from that moment. He took a second to sort of process. And when we come out the room, he was like, this is going to be incredible. This is going to be amazing. And one question I get often is, you know, did Liam run a mile? But he was very much the opposite. That's him as a person. And I believe that that gave me more confidence and more positivity throughout such a difficult experience.
And also Liam weren't running anywhere because, you know, without Liam, this situation wasn't happening. He was a key player in this.
He was a key player, but also no wonder he was happy. He didn't have to do anything.
Right. So anyway, you're pregnant, you've got triplets. So how does it work with the triplets then? So were they all in their own sack or?
So what happened was, so initially I would have fallen pregnant with twins, boy, girl, twins, yes. And then the boy's egg split to form identical twins in one sack. And
so that is literally just a freak of nature, though, that's happened. That's freak people with twins that have identical twins. There's the sac parts and then they have identical twins.
And the boys shared a placenta and Winter, our girl, had her own. So I had two placentas and three babies and two sacs.
It is just magic, though. What your body can do is actually magical. And that's what I love the most about this.
Me too. And I need to remind myself of that more often. I think we can all give ourselves such a hard time for our bodies, but it's quite literally the vessel that, like, you know, holds us here. And, you know, it's brought my baby.
Loose Lips, the podcast where we give our expert, not so expert advice.
Join us as we figure life out one episode at a time.
Yeah, you don't want them break dancing in the middle of Wetherspoons, do you really?
A tanned ankle, no socks, boat shoes. So they have like a partially tanned foot.
So you got through it?
Yeah, well, I mean, well, we're not together now.
But... Oh, well, yeah, there is that.
Gotta say, I'm furious.
High five yourself. Boom. Whoop. Another life saved, you know?
Find us wherever you got this podcast.
Just search Loose Lips for weekly topics and some seriously juicy listener dilemmas.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Nance, you carried three babies at once in your tummy and you're just like a walking bloody amazing woman. Look at you. Like, it's just actually incredible that your body's done that. Like, I know what you're saying, that we all put all this pressure on ourselves, whatever, but you had four children and you carried them. Like, hats off to you. And triplets. Like, no wonder you are feeling absolutely exhausted. You know, them early stages are hard for anybody. Like, you think, oh, what is this? But to have three sucking the life out of you.
Oh, my goodness. Quite literally. And it was it was a roller coaster. The pregnancy was so different compared to my first. Just so challenging. And it was the rate that my stomach was stretching so fast.
So the medics just said, like, this is just literally a freak that this has happened.
Yes. Yeah, so it was just like, this has happened. But what I will say is, so when the scan obviously happened, I would like to say it was all rainbows and sunshine. And for a small part of it was, they did have sort of staff coming in to look at the scan. Now, you keep in mind, so many people in that field of work will never see triplets. So for everyone in that field of work, it was so exciting. It was like, oh my goodness, look at this. You know, we had students come in on my scans and things throughout the pregnancy to see. And that was really nice, feeling like you could give them a glimpse into something that isn't the norm.
Yeah, I love that.
It was good. And that was really nice. But having like a lot of support and excitement. But then on the other side of it was the high risk factors in my pregnancy were another level.
And obviously you were very high risk.
So high, really risk. High risk. And we were told, you know, this is a really high risk pregnancy and we need to just keep you aware that of all the things, you know, that can happen, not for the, you know, the most positive part, but actually you may not take, you know, all three babies home. And so it's basically a take it week by week. So while we were really excited and shocked and basically every emotion under the sun, there was still that feeling of it being touch and go.
How did Mason feel when you came home and told him that he was going to have not one, but three siblings?
I honestly don't think he understood that, one, it was so special. I mean, at that point, or like so different and unique and shocking. So for him at that age, you know, turning three, he would walk up to pregnant women and say, oh, how many babies are you having?
He just thought it was the norm.
Yeah. For him, he's just always thought. And I think now as he's going to be eight, he definitely realizes that, you know, he doesn't know anyone that has triplets and it's really special. And he's taken to it so well. I mean, it's not always been easy. And I would say through all the stages, there's been difficulties, but for the most part, like, he's made me so proud how he's handled it.
It's epic for him that he's obviously got triplets in his family, but also it's like he's got like these siblings now that... Oh,
and they look up to him so much. So just...
It's just going to be a really expensive time on their birthday when he gets older. He's like, oh, why have I got triplets?
Yeah, exactly. So he's going to reach the pros and cons of his own pretty soon, but... Yeah, he handles it really well, considering. I mean, he was the first grandchild in our family on both sides as well. So to have that undivided attention and now all of a sudden it's like, oh, triplets. And you've got to think as well, you know, everywhere we go since they've been born, people ask about the triplets and, you know, he'll be standing there. So us as parents have had to make that extra conscious effort and family members to sort of say, and this is... The big brother of triplets, you know, only special big brothers are chosen to be the brother of triplets. And, you know, this is the boss. And, you know, trying to really include him and make it about him as well can be hard because people are naturally curious and they mean no harm by it. But the triplets are the fascination at times. And that makes me sad for him.
Well, like even the Instagram following, like obviously people are intrigued. How do you live life? And, you know, people think I'm struggling with one child and you've got three.
Yeah.
So how was the actual delivery and the birth of the babies?
So the babies were born 8 weeks early, but in this time frame, so I was in hospital every single Monday being closely monitored and scanned. So I was really well looked after by my team, which was amazing. As I got to the end, I mean, I was huge. Like, I'm talking about like the bump itself. Like, I do have like footage of it on my Instagram, and the bump itself was almost like a shelf and the bump was hanging on the end. So it grew so rapidly and it was huge on my tiny frame.
Did you find you needed help with Mason then around the house and actually people to come in and...
Like, it got to the point where, like, I couldn't drive. I couldn't walk very far because the pressure on my pelvis was, like, crushing. It wasn't even uncomfortable weight. It was so painful to walk. And so it quickly became that my activities with him would be, you know, doing jigsaws at a table or reading in bed, or, you know, it was very much, I felt like I was on sort of bed house rest for a lot of it as I got bigger because I just physically couldn't move.
I bet you actually couldn't wait to get them out, really. You wanted to cook them for as long as possible, but also you wanted them out because you just wanted your body back, I guess.
Yeah, like, it definitely wasn't enjoyable at all. And one thing I would say is, there's so much that I have actually in my phone to share of like the reality of it, because I think looking back, my Instagram almost was glorifying it. I think it was like a distraction for me to make it look like I felt really good and I was, thriving in this, and it was all positive, and I was trying to make it as positive an experience as I could. And now I had all these people that were like rooting for us.
Look, I remember even when I first met you, and I was like, how did you do it? And you was like, it was like I was at a factory, and it was like, you know, I fed three, I changed three, three slept, three then got fed again, three had their nappies changed, three slept. It was like you were on a conveyor belt, and I'm just like, hats off to you. Like, you've smashed it. And I know what you mean by that Instagram world, because sometimes you put stuff out there because you want people to be like, you're smashing it, and you sort of want the positivity from everyone else to be like, go Nadia, you're doing such a good job. And obviously you are doing an amazing job. Look, I don't know if I'd be able to do it.
I think for me, it was that feeling of, I was also scared to show my vulnerable side as much, because I was scared that if I made it look as difficult as what it really was, if someone come to me on Instagram and said, I've just found out I'm expecting triplets and I'm so scared, I didn't want to add to that. I didn't want to tell them this is hell on earth. This is like, get me out. Like, I am struggling.
Okay, how are you now? Let's name and shame these triplets.
Yes, so we've got our identical twin boys are Carson and Carter.
Oh, they're just so
beautiful.
They
are chaos.
Yeah.
And then we have our little girl, Winter.
Yep.
And she's like a little boss in herself. And then, of course, big brother, Mason.
Do the boys fight a lot?
Oh, my goodness. Like, they're best of friends, the three of them, but it always ends in tears. They fight.
And that's Mason
constantly.
Included. So Mason and the two boys.
Included.
Yep.
Yeah. Like, I remember when I was younger wrestling with my brothers, and I feel like now I'm like the one looking in on them constantly play fighting, and I want to be that mom that's like, oh, have fun boys, you're having the best time, but it always ends in tears. So my anxiety is through the roof. One of them always gets hurt.
That is life, and they're always going to do it, and I don't think you can stop the sibling fighting. Mine
do it. I
think
I need to just shut the door on them.
And obviously I've got the boy and the girl, and mine like fight. See, this is the thing. You know, I thought the 15 month age gap was tight, but having triplets, I mean, but you know where you were doing things all at the same time? I felt like with me, like, and a bit like now that Aurelia's just turned a corner. She started school and she is like flourishing. And Bodhi, who was my best boy, is like a terrible twos, and it's just that you can't reason with him. But how do you reason with the triplets?
It is so difficult. I would say that's one of the hardest things, is managing all of their demands and their expectations, their feelings, like as they go up and down. It's like riding four different roller coasters at the same time.
But you
and
also want
to
them to have
them all. It's impossible.
Their own personalities too. You don't want them to be known as the triplets, and you put them into the triplet box. So you want them each to have their own personality, but then it's dealing with that personality. And obviously they're not all going to have the same personalities, because no one in this life does. How do you do
and
it?
And that's it. It's like trying to like tap into them all as individuals and be there for them all as individuals, and make sure that they feel like while you're special as a trio and the four of you are really special together, it's like trying to let them just be individuals, especially Carson and Carter. They are just so joint at the hip. They're so, it's a different bond with those two in particular, that trying to just,
they
you
look,
know, I would say Carson's
they look
the
so
alpha
alike
male.
Too, don't they?
Yeah. And it's that way where like, they just, you know, Carson's alpha male and Carter is a lot sort of more soft and emotional. And I would say he tries to like keep up with Carson in ways when I'm kind of like, that's not really you, I can tell. So just trying to encourage him to be like his own person, and you don't have to follow Carson round, but he wants to. So
yeah, he loves him so much. I can't wait to see when they're like 21 and see where they're at, and like if they like hang out together, are they all their friends gonna be joined? So they're not at school yet, are they?
Not yet. So they turn four in December, so
next year.
Good time.
Are you gonna
good
put
times.
Them all in the same class?
Do you know, that's something that I spoke to their nursery recently. So they do nursery 2 days, or preschool I think you guys call it.
Yeah,
so they're all in the same nursery class. They go 2 days a week. And I've said the primary that they're going to only has two classes in primary one. So I basically asked them to really start splitting them up for, you know, when they go on their nursery days out and things like that, And when they're doing different activities, like split them all up and kind of see how the dynamic works best.
What are your thoughts?
The emotional side of me would love to see them all together, because I just, that's how they've been since the beginning. So it does upset me just to think of them going their separate ways. That's just emotionally, as like a mum, to like, I longed so much in the pregnancy to have all three. And so splitting them up for me is really difficult. But I feel like for them individually and personally, it probably would be best to have Carson and Carter split up so that Carter can kind of learn to thrive himself, and then have Carson and maybe Winter together, because Winter's not really affected being apart from them. But then I'm like, would it be better if Winter was in with Carter so she could support him a little bit more? I don't know.
Is Winter like the actual boss of the three of them?
Do you know what? She is, like, in her own way. It's almost like her style of play and everything's, her demeanor, everything's really different. She's like the sweetest girl. But then when she wants something, the whole house knows about it, and she wanted it, you know, last week. She knows what she wants when she wants it. And
She's a woman. She knows.
And it's kind of like, part of me loves it, because I'm like, right, you need to be like strong around like this. You know, we've got four men in the house. Like, you need to know what you want. So part of me likes it, but then part of it's like, whoa, like it's Winter's world. We're all just living in it.
Yeah. But you're all going to know about it when she's a teenager, because
I need tips on growing a backbone before my kids are teenagers, because I'm an emotional wreck. Like, I need to learn some backbone before then, before all the attitude really starts.
Oh, I'll give you some tips on that.
I need it.
But my mum says, now we've been like talking about it like recently, obviously with Bodie, because he's going through this terrible twos, but it's like, she says you have to win the battles, because then eventually you will win the war. Because if you give in to every little thing, then ultimately they're going to win the war, but you're the parent, and I feel like you need to win the war. And it's so hard, because we do want to give in to our children and love them so much, but sometimes it's better for them. I think
it's so true. Like, I do struggle with that. Like, I always thought, oh, we'll all be best
friends. But Nadia, can I just say, you've got a bigger army than I have. The army you're taking on is a little bit bigger than what I've got. I've got 1 2-year-old. He's 3 now. He's 3. You know, you've got 3 of them to contend with. So you might let some battles go.
I definitely do at times. I mean, oh, you've just got to pick your battles. We all do, don't we? To get through the day as quickly and as efficiently and, well, as peacefully. Maybe not as quickly, but yeah, as peacefully as we can. Peaceful does not exist in our home, I have to say.
I didn't think it would. But, you know, my house is not... We're very energetic and lively and a lot... We were so busy. And, you know, even for you, it's like, how do you get them to an activity? How do you... As they grow, how are you going to run them around? You're just going to be like,
you know, like
the taxi service.
That's definitely what I'm finding difficult just now, is this stage that we're at. So we've got 3 3-year-olds and a 7-year-old. For me, it's like trying to find the joy in the daily, like, rigmarole, like Groundhog Day, trying to find the joy in just the practicalities of keeping everything moving, keeping the kids, like, you know, fed, watered, clean, keeping the house running, the washing, the food shop, making dinners, making meals.
The washing for you must be just a task in itself.
It really is. And that's with having a lot of family support. Like, Liam and I are a team together in this, which we're so lucky to have. Like, with his work and things, you know, he's away a couple of nights a week and a Saturday all day. And apart from that, we're around to sort of tag team each other. So even with that other person to support me and our families being involved, it is still so hard to manage the task at hand and feel like I'm able to give the kids my undivided attention individually and be the mum that I kind of envisioned I would be. Because the practicalities of having 4 children just take over, you know, the not so fun stuff. And I suppose, like, now I'm trying to teach myself or reset my mind to think, well, the time I do get to be present and give them that one-on-one time is even more special amongst the chaos. But it is hard, because I just wish I had more time to give them.
Yeah, but I think you're just doing an amazing job, and I wouldn't be that hard on yourself. Like,
thank you.
Hats off, like, you've got four kids. You know, you've got three under the age of four right now. So you are like absolutely smashing it. And don't be hard on yourself, because I think even just to be sat on here with a bit of makeup on your face.
See me on the school run, I'm a different mum. They all know that and we all laugh about it. I'm like two versions. In fact, I'm like three versions of myself. The school run mum, this mum, and then like glam mum when I like go all out. I'm like three different people. And believe me, in my house, this is like a corner, but there are like cupboards I'm afraid to open. You know, when you just keep chucking stuff in and hoping for the best.
We've all got to just do what we can do to like get through the day, really.
Absolutely. Like, you wouldn't change it all for the world, like the chaos and the madness. But like, sometimes you would when the chaos gets too overwhelming. But at the end of the day, like, it's worth it. I just constantly hope that I'm doing enough.
You are enough, and that's it. And it's what you can give your kids, isn't it? I mean, we could literally talk all day, because I think it's just absolutely fascinating, the world of triplets and, you know, and having our Mason, let's not forget about him. But yeah, you and Liam are just absolutely owning it and doing amazing, and keep doing what you're doing. And, you know, I love following your journey.
Thank you so much. And you as well. Honestly, we're all in our own situations and circumstances, and we're all just doing our best by our little people. And yeah, we'll get there. They're doing amazing, we're doing amazing, and I'm just grateful, like, throughout, you know, all the difficulties, every night as I fall asleep next to them holding their hands, I'm just like, do you know what, that was a rough day, but we got through it. And I just take the fact that there was a quote I seen actually, and it was, not every day will be a good day, but there is good in every day. So it's about realizing that, you know, no day is going to be perfect, but there are perfect moments to sort of remember and reflect on.
And it's finding that positivity in each day, and that's all we can do. And we just got to try and get through this thing we called life.
Exactly.
Thank you, Nadia, and I love you so much. Do you have a question you want me and my guest to answer? Get in touch by emailing askmumsthewordpod@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail on WhatsApp. Our number is 07-599-927-537, or leave it as a review on Apple Podcasts. Make sure you hit the subscribe or follow button so you never miss an episode. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, then please leave us a review and a 5-star rating. It helps others find us. And talking of spreading the news, please tell another person about the podcast and help us reach more people. So I've been Kelsey Parker. You can find me on being_Kelsey on Instagram, where I'm just being me. We'll be back with another episode, same time, same place, next week. Thanks for listening.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.